Here's Mother Music, Mason Williams and Barocca Nova. Keeping the microphone warm for Henry Morgan, who's on vacation. However, Henry left a few parting thoughts on the American political scene that'll generate a little heat right here later on. The new Christy Minstrels sing on monitor now, Chitty Chitty Bang Bangs. Brought to you by Botany 500 and Dacron. This fall, Botany 500 started a fashion flare-up in men's clothing. The old, drab, heavy box look has been overthrown. Reliable sources say that Dacron, the famous fiber from DuPont, is behind the revolution. Botany 500 executives confirmed reports. They stressed, however, the important role played by quality tailoring with a Daroff personal touch. Never, they said, has styling been so great, shape so vital, or colors and patterns so exciting. Exclusive fall weight blends of Dacron polyester and wool are definitely the look of things to come. They're the height of luxury and unbeatable for holding a press. Across the nation, men are reacting. The demand for Botany 500 clothes is unprecedented. See the fashion flare-up at your nearest Botany 500 store soon. Your own fashion flare-up starts there. Now, here is Chet Huntley.
What has the Vietnam War come to? In Saigon last week, the United States Command announced that since 1961, we had lost 28,458 dead. The South Vietnamese had lost 95,000, and the Communists had lost 400,000. There was no disputation of the figures. But the strategy of the enemy continued to be elusive. Sometimes it appeared that he had no strategy at all. The big enemy blow, which their own communications had stressed, for weeks failed to develop. It gave rise to the question whether the enemy was hurting sufficiently that he was unable to deliver the offensive about which he had talked. Getting them into clearly defined concentrations, where they were hit by our bombs and devastating firepower. We might have asked this past week, what had the war come to? It was no longer covered with quite the same intensity by much of our press. There was much less of a searching interrogation as to its meaning and where it might be headed. Meanwhile, there was still the concentration of stopping the bombing. For better or worse, it had become the phrase of this war, the counterpart of On to Berlin of other wars. In an editorial, the New York Times again called for an end to the bombing and failed to take notice of the other elusive phrase which the North Vietnamese have consistently tied to the stop the bombing demand, namely, stop all other acts of war as well. It's quite likely that stop the bombing is going to be tested before many more months. How well prepared are we, therefore, if the enemy reminds us of the other part of the demand, to stop all other acts of war as well, and then if he informs us what that means? What is implied in all of this is a worrisome thing. It raises the nagging question whether the North Vietnamese know us better than we know ourselves. Did they coin this phrase, stop the bombing, confident that we might tear ourselves apart over it, eventually accept it, and permit them then to fling it in our faces? If that is what has happened, how correct are they then in concluding that having made that much gain out of the stop the bombing demand, they can confidently proceed to the next, stop all other acts of war, which could mean get out or give up. Chet Huntley, NBC News.
There's a fashion flare-up going on in men's clothing this fall, and Botany 500 started it with exclusive blends of Dacron and wool. Never, Botany 500 executives say, has styling been so great, shapes so vital, or colors and patterns so exciting. Quality tailoring with a Daroff personal touch plays an important role in the revolution, as does Dacron polyester, DuPont's famous press-holding fiber. See the fashion flare-up at your nearest Botany 500 store soon. Your own fashion flare-up starts there. At 14 minutes past the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
This is Charlie Brown with a notice of interest to employers in metropolitan New Jersey. It's a new way for you to help your business and your community. The National Alliance of Businessmen is striving to find seasonal and part-time jobs for 2,800 disadvantaged school-age youngsters and permanent jobs for 2,000 disadvantaged adults, mature people who want a chance to hold a job. You can give them that chance, and the federal government will help you defray the extra costs of preparing them for that job. If you have an opening or if you can make an opening, contact the NAB Job Center. It's Newark 648-3555 or New Brunswick 524-6655.
This is Dr. Joyce Brothers. Tomorrow, in addition to my regular 7:45 to 9 p.m. program in the evening, I'll be taking phone calls from noon to 1:30. We won't be on the air, but you'll have an opportunity to speak with me and then hear yourself played back at a later date. So if you've had difficulty reaching me in the evening, call me tomorrow between noon and 1:30 at Plaza 7-8866 WNBC Radio 66.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Now, Monitor Olympic report. The women's javelin trials were canceled because there were only 16 entrants. The final will be held tomorrow afternoon. In rowing, Larry Huff and Phil Johnson of Arlington, Virginia, won their heat in the coxless pairs. John Von Blum of Los Alamitos, California, took third in his heat of the single sculls. And the United States' coxed four-shell placed third in its heat. You know, Olympic sprinters often reach a speed of over 20 miles an hour, and that can sure dry out lips in a hurry. No wonder Chapstick lip balm was selected for use by members of the U.S. Olympic team. It moisturizes and protects their lips from sun and wind. Chapstick smooths and helps heal lips that are already chapped, too. Of course, most of us can't run around the block at 20 miles an hour, but if Chapstick works for an Olympic sprinter, it certainly ought to work for you. Chapstick lip balm. Don't take your lips anywhere without it. A new one, written by Jimmy Webb and sung by Glenn Campbell, Wichita Lineman.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. Stretch down south won't ever stand the strain, and I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Ford presents The Going Thing.
Ford, it's a whole new thing. It's what's happening. It's a going thing. Ford, it's the going thing. It's the going thing. Yeah. Ford, get your gun right
here. American Political Scene 68, viewed now through the rose-colored glasses of Henry Morgan. Well, they're not really rose-colored, but as you'll hear, they do make Henry see red. Here's Morgan.
This correspondent may be unusually dumb, and there's no sense writing to me about this. I won't believe you anyway. But I can't find out where to vote. Seriously, I know where I live. I live on 57th Street, New York City, East 57th. Well, if you know the city, Manhattan is an island. Fifth Avenue is the dividing line between East and West. Now, you may wonder why the middle is Fifth Avenue. And my advice is, keep on wondering. It doesn't do us any good, and it won't do you any good either. And First Avenue isn't the First Avenue. The First Avenue is called Sutton Place. I don't know who Sutton was. And Fourth Avenue isn't called that. It's called Park Avenue. But there's an avenue between Third and Park. It's called Lexington. I don't know who Lexington was either. As a matter of fact, I don't really know where I live. I just know what it's called. There's a number on my building. If I find that number, I'm home. Okay, I moved to this building 9 months ago. I moved at the same time into a new assembly district. It took me a while, but I found out my assembly district is the 64th, so all I have to do is find out where the 64th assembly district does its voting. But we're not voting for the assembly, and even if we were, I'd have to know my election district. Took me quite a while, but I found my election district is the 21st. Now, I'm not a naturalized American, mind you. I was born here, right in the city. My father was born in this city. No help. Well, by accident, I discovered a school where I'm allowed to vote. But first, I had to re-register, because that's the way they do it around here. To re-register, I went into the building and was cordially ignored by everybody, except people who wanted autographs for their 5-year-old nieces. The people who do the registering weren't terribly interested. After all, they had work to do. They had tables set up, and around each table were 5 funny old ladies who were busy asking strangers the color of their hair, their height, and whether they'd passed a literacy test. I live in a swanky neighborhood, friends. Very expensive. The only people who can afford to live in my neighborhood are people who are literate enough and crooked enough to be able to make the moolah to afford the terrible rents. But they have to pass tests to be able to vote. If I say they can find out where to vote. And after they go through that humiliation, look at the candidates they're offered. This is Henry Morgan, a man entitled to a vote, defeated by 5 funny old ladies in a crazy old system.
And when you get back, Henry, there'll be 5 funny old ladies waiting outside your apartment for you. What'll they say? Well...
The temperature is falling.
Relax. The temperature never drops below Xerex. DuPont Xerex Antifreeze.
The Billy Maxted Orchestra, Rembrandt Square, in the Arroyo Grande area of California. We're heard on KOAG. Wherever we're heard in your area, stay with us. Gene Rayburn for Monitor.
The following is a political program sponsored by the Nixon Agnew Campaign Committee.
Richard Nixon is participating in a series of spontaneous and unrehearsed question and answer programs all around the country. The following is an excerpt from a recent meeting Mr. Nixon had with a group of Ohio citizens.
Now, will you interpret law and order as you see it? That most people think that if they say law and order, it's against Negroes. I'm not sure that is always correct. Now, will you explain law and order as you see it?
Well, first, let me make one thing very clear. I don't consider law and order to be against Negroes. Law and order is for everybody. Let's understand that. I think that law and order, when you say that law and order is a code word for racism, you didn't say it, but I mean some people say that for racism, that in effect maligns all the Negroes in the country by suggesting that Negroes are all lawbreakers. Now let's look at law and order. Let's look at organized crime. That's the major problem in the United States today. I mean, the numbers and all of the other, the narcotics and the rest, the organized crime, very few Negroes are involved in organized crime. So when we talk about, I mean, the kind that really feeds out and robs the urban poor. But as far as law and order is concerned, let's remember that in the for example, the disturbances in our cities that occurred, Who were the people that were killed? Who were the people that were wounded? Primarily Negroes. And I have found scores of Negroes that have talked to me about this, and they say, we are for law and order, but we want to have justice too, and that's what I'm for. In other words, let's have law and order. Is law and order, but with justice. As I tried to put it in my acceptance speech, we have to have respect for law in this country, but we have to have laws that deserve respect. And so we start with that. And second, in addition to that, you can't just have law and order and say, now look, nobody's going to violate the law, unless you have hope. Hope for people that otherwise don't have any hope. I know that some of my good friends will, when they talk about this whole issue of law and order, and they say, well, the answer is simply to have more police and more laws and change the decisions, as I would, some of the decisions by legislation in a proper constitutional way of the Supreme Court. Let me tell you, you can have all the police in the world and all the laws you want, and if the individual involved doesn't have any hope, it doesn't make any difference. He's going to go out and do something. And so I say... Give us a chance. This administration, for the past 4 years, has had a knee-jerk reaction to the problems of the Negroes and the other disadvantaged people, and that is to spend more and more federal money for programs that have failed in the past. Federal housing, as I said a moment ago, and federal jobs and federal welfare. They haven't worked. And I say that at this time, let's pick out those that have worked, but let's move on into a new area so that those who live in the ghetto areas can have the hope that they can move away from welfare. What we need, for example, are more than more millions on welfare rolls. We need more millions on payrolls in this country. That's the answer.
You've been listening to Richard Nixon in an excerpt from a recent question and answer program. If you believe Richard Nixon should be our next president, please help by contributing to his campaign. Send your contribution to Nixon, Box 2200, Washington, D.C. We need your help. We need it now. Send your contribution to Nixon, Box 2200, Washington, D.C. This time, give like your whole world depended on it. The preceding pre-recorded political program was sponsored by the Nixon Agnew Campaign Committee.
Encores from the Telephone Hour welcomes guest star Jose Iturbe tonight on most of these NBC stations.
Yay, hooray, I'm going back to school.
Are you crazy? You want to go back to school? Tell me what's so great about school.
Lunchtime. That's when my mom takes me to Wetson's for lunch.
You mean your mom buys you Wetson's hamburgers every day?
No, sometimes she gets me southern fried chicken and a chocolate Wetson's thick shake. Sometimes I get fish and chips. Sometimes I have a Wetson's cheeseburger and French fries. My mom treats me to a different Wetson's food every day.
Gee, do you think your mom can use an extra kid?
You love Wetson's taste of happiness on a bun.
Ladies, with your children back at school, work part-time at Wetson's for extra cash. Apply at any Wetson's.
World news, local news, sports news, business news, all the news. Weeknights 7 to 7:45 on WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Remember evermore and set your sights up in the skies.
Bye, 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 plane, once upon a sky plane. Bye, bye, hush your bye, lullaby plane.
Night, Orville, whoever you are. That was the Irish Rovers with the biplane Evermore, and you heard it on monitor.
Hi, this is Marilyn May with a song for all you winners. Hey, look at us now. We've got the winners and how Lincoln Mercury leads the way. We've got a great new car to make. It's pure luxury. Drive one and be a winner.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way with the all-new Marquis for 1969. Marquis, the most dramatically styled automobile since the Continental Mark III.
Marquis is so lush, handsome, roomy, and plush in a continental way. Its stunning design really says 69. It's the hottest new line of today. Marquee makes it clear, we've got a winner this year, Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Don't move, just leave your dial out, here's monitor. Lean back and stay a while now, here's monitor.
Rayburn for Monitor. We'll have a report on the progress of the Apollo 7 team of Schirra, Eisel, and Cunningham in this half hour. We'll hear a former social secretary to diplomats and first ladies talk about one of her most complicated Earth activities, parties. I suppose it's just a question of time until we start having space parties, too. I don't know how they're going to manage those backyard barbecues, though.
Here's advice for the indoor crowd.
If your light bulbs are too shadowy and glaring, why not do what the experts all advise? Join the General Electric Salt White Light Society for prevention of cruelty to eyes. So if you're getting bleary-eyed, teary-eyed, and weary-eyed, give your eyes a wonderful surprise. Join the General Electric Salt White Light Society for prevention of cruelty to eyes. Join the General Electric Salt White Light Society for prevention of cruelty to eyes.
With General Electric Soft White Bulbs, there's less shadow, less glare. So get GE Soft Whites and be kind to your eyes.
Join the General Electric Soft White Light Society for prevention of cruelty to eyes.
Here's Jack Jones on my word.
On my word, there will never be anyone but your child. On my word, no one else will ever do but you. On my word, I will never stray from your side. And someday you're gonna be my bride. On my word. They say I'm a cheating kind. They say looking close you'll find someone new. Someone new deep in my heart. But don't believe them, cause I know that deep inside they love you too, honey. On my word, there will never be
anyone
but your child.
Report, the United States opened defense of its Olympic basketball championship by downing Spain 81-46 in today's first round. The United States led 39-16 at the half. Brazil also won its first game, 98-52 from Morocco. And in a major upset in what many consider to be a minor sport, even though it has Olympic proportions, New Zealand knocked off India 2-1 in field hockey. You know, amazingly enough, the Olympic athletes who are in the greatest danger of getting dry, chapped lips are the swimmers. A combination of harsh chemicals in the water, sun glare, and water itself is murder on lips. One good reason why ChapStick lip balm was selected for use by the U.S. Olympic team. ChapStick protects lips from the effects of sun, wind, and even harsh chemicals, and it soothes and helps heal lips that are already chapped, too. Pick up a tube of ChapStick wherever you shop, and don't take your lips anywhere without it.
Here comes Laura Marlier.
Marilyn Vandenberg explores the diplomatic social scene with Letitia Baldridge in 1 minute. First, this word about carpet certified 501 by DuPont.
And now 501 faces floors. Yesterday, Marge Newlywed visited her former roommate, Alice Affluent, at her swank, palatial home.
Marge, darling, welcome to my swank palatial home.
Oh, how swank. And what fascinating decor.
Oh, my rich and handsome husband, Lance, calls it the hunt room.
Oh, who'd have ever thought of carpeting the saddles?
Well, Lance is simply wild about carpets certified 501 by DuPont. Their pile of 100% nylon, their tested pile weight, backing strength.
It must have cost a fortune.
Peanuts, my dear. Lance says even ordinary people can afford 501 certified carpet.
And so Marge finds that immensely durable carpet certified 501 can find happiness even on horseback. Tune in again tomorrow for 501 Faces Floors.
This is Marilyn Vanderburgh. My guest, Letitia Baldridge, is an expert at turning an ordinary party into a major event. She tells how she learned to do this and a great deal more in her autobiography of Diamonds and Diplomats. Miss Baldridge, you picked up your party-giving abilities as social secretary to Claire Booth Luce at our embassy in Rome and Mrs. David Bruce at our Paris embassy. What lessons can we learn from party techniques that you developed with Mrs. David Bruce or from Claire Booth Luce?
Well, the attitude of the hostess is the most important thing of all, that she's gracious and kind and charming to all of her guests and mix them all up and introduce them properly. But also, it's pre-planning. Now, in the embassies, of course, the pre-planning is done by the butler and the chef. But in an American housewife's home, for example, if she carefully, meticulously plans her whole party well in advance and cooks ahead all the things she can possibly do and store it in the refrigerator and sets her table the night before so that she can see if the linen cloth needs ironing or if the flowers are too droopy or if she's forgotten the cigarettes, all of these things come to mind if you do everything ahead of time. And she's ready to go the next day and give some time to her own bath and putting on her own makeup and looking as attractive as possible.
If a young homemaker is listening and is planning a dinner party, but she doesn't cook too well, what would you suggest that she might serve?
Well, if she's not a great cook, I suggest that she practice each dish four times before she has that dinner party.
Poor husband.
And I always try things out on my husband. I try them out on the superintendent of the building. I've even been known to run out with a dish in my hand up to the cleaners because there's a lady at our local cleaners who's a great gourmet cook, and she can criticize what I've done. So I think you have to practice not only making a specific dish, but practice the entire menu before two or three times so that you have everything coordinated properly and the hot things come out hot and the cold things stay cold.
Well, you've been a part of organizing so many lovely parties. Which one were you the most proud of personally?
Well, strangely enough, I think the one I personally was most proud of was one of the first ones we ever gave, and that was the state dinner at Mount Vernon for General Ayub Khan of Pakistan. And this was the great logistic problem of all times when we had to cart all the guests down the Potomac River and on three different boats. We had the Marine Corps lining the drive from the dock up to the house. Mount Vernon had no electricity, so we had to bring in generators. Mount Vernon had no kitchen, so all of the food was cooked at the White House and carted down in trucks. We had to spray the lawns to get rid of the insects. We had to build an acoustical shell for the National Symphony Orchestra. And then we had to build it again at 4 o'clock on the afternoon of the party because it was wrong. We had to call the sprayers back because the insects came back, and then they started spraying the food, said the chef. And he got hysterical. Everyone got hysterical. But it turned out to be the most beautiful dinner on a beautiful starlit night on the lawns of Mount Vernon. It really was a night to remember.
My guest has been Letitia Baldridge, and you can learn more about her life and work in the diplomatic worlds of Paris, Rome, and Washington from her autobiography of Diamonds and Diplomats. This is Marilyn Vanderburgh for Monitor.
Now let's go back to the DuPont Radio Playhouse.
And now, 501 faces floors. Today, Marge and Harry Newlywed have their first fight. We join them as...
Harry, I can't stand it.
Well, sit down then.
I want a carpet certified 501 by DuPont right now.
Marge, it's Sunday.
And Marge tells Harry how durable, practical, and inexpensive carpet certified 501 are. Listen tomorrow as Marge says...
Hello, Mother.
In 1 minute, a progress report on the flight of Apollo 7 here on the Monitor Beacon.
The following pre-recorded political announcement was paid for by the Nixon Agnew Volunteers, Washington. If you really want to help end the war in Vietnam,
If you really want to bring back order and justice in the United States, if you really want to restore respect for your country around the world, you're invited to participate in Richard Nixon's campaign for the presidency. He needs your help. So please, volunteer your services. Write Richard Nixon, Washington, 20004. Be a part of this exciting political adventure and help give America new leadership. We need Richard Nixon, and right now, he needs you. Together, we can change the direction of our country. Please help by volunteering to work in this important campaign. Write Richard Nixon, Washington, 20004. The preceding pre-recorded political announcement was paid for by the Nixon Agnew Volunteers, Washington.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York. This is NBC News, the flight of Apollo 7.
Second man's day to be on the beach. Sure does.
This is Jay Barbary reporting from the NBC News Apollo Space Center. The Apollo 7 has just passed over the southern tip of Africa on its 35th trip around Earth after performing a star-counting test at sunset over the Atlantic. All is well aboard the spacecraft, with astronaut Don Isley preparing to go to bed for his third night in space. The astronauts have been complaining about the sleeping hammocks under their couches. In a just-concluded news conference in Houston, flight surgeon Dr. Charles Barry reported on some of the astronauts' complaints. Apparently, we're having trouble getting that report from Houston, but in a sense, the astronauts are complaining because they're not restrained to their couches in the spacecraft Apollo 7. They feel that they do not have the firm support of a mattress under them. In fact, Dr. Barry reported that the astronauts are probably sleeping in their own form-fitting couches, and they feel a lot safer there. The hammocks were put into the spacecraft to permit them to stretch out when they went to bed so that they would feel more at home on their long trips to the moon. Apparently, they're not working out as well as they first thought. Jay Barbary reporting from the NBC News Apollo Space Center.
Follow Apollo 7 through its entire 11-day mission on NBC radio and television.
Hey, what fell?
The temperature.
It's a good thing I put DuPont Xerox antifreeze in my car. The temperature never drops below Xerox.
United States Olympic athletes tie world record, break Olympic mark, and win in basketball. Giants and Jets upset. The headlines behind those stories, plus scores, next up on Monitor Sports, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
Hello, I'm Pat Paulson. One night I was sitting in my den trying to relax with a good book in front of a roaring fire. I found it difficult to relax because I don't have a fireplace. Considering the situation carefully, I decided to call the fire department. And I also called my State Farm agent. I called him because I have a low-cost homeowners policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's biggest homeowners insurer. A policy that protects my home and belongings, that covers them in case of fire, storm, theft, that protects me in the event of, perish forbid, a liability lawsuit. Soon I had a check from State Farm to cover damages. I still don't have a fireplace, but I read a lot in front of the furnace.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now here at the Monitor Sports Desk, Frank Messer.
Thanks, Gene. The United States got off to a flying start today as competition began in the Mexico City Olympics. Charlie Green tied the listed world record with a wind-aided 10 seconds flat in winning a 100-meter dash heat. World shot put record holder Randy Mattson cracked the Olympic mark with a flip of 67 feet, 10 and a half inches in the trials. And the United States opened defense of its Olympic basketball title with an easy 81-46 victory over Spain. Joining Green in round two of the 100 meters were his teammates Jimmy Hines and Mel Pender. Hines won his heat in 10-2. Pender was second in his heat in 10-3. Green and Hines are co-holders of the pending world record of 9-9. Joining Mattson in the finals of the shot were Americans George Woods and Dave Maggard, who placed third and seventh in the preliminaries. Spencer Haywood, 6'8" basketball center at the University of Detroit, paced the U.S. basketball team with 12 points. It was the Americans' 67th straight Olympic basketball victory. Russia beat Poland 91-50. In rowing, four U.S. shells advanced to the semifinals, the pairs with and without coxswain, the double sculls, and the four with coxswain. One gold medal event is scheduled later today, the 10,000-meter run. Now pro football results. In the American League, Denver 21, the New York Jets 13. Fran Lynch ran for two first-half scores, and Steve Tensi hit Eric Crabtree with a 72-yard touchdown pass to open the second half. The Broncos also intercepted Joe Namath a total of five times, one of which led to a Lynch score. Namath's been intercepted a total of 12 times this season. Houston 16, Boston nothing. The first shutout of the Patriots since the opening game of the 1966 season. Quarterback Bob Davis ran for a touchdown, and John Wittenborn hit on three field goals. In the National League, Atlanta 24, previously unbeaten New York Giants 21, snapping an 11-game Falcon losing streak. Fran Tarkenton passed for three Giant touchdowns, but he was intercepted when it counted the most. With 1:16 left to play, the Giants on Atlanta's 13, third down. Tarkenton's pass was intercepted by Lee Kellen. The Falcons then ran out the clock and preserved the victory. Unbeaten Los Angeles handed Green Bay its third defeat of the season, 16-14, on a 27-yard field goal by Bruce Gossett with 55 seconds to go. The Packers played without quarterback Bart Starr, who pulled a muscle in his right arm during a pregame warm-up. Washington 16, winless Pittsburgh 13. Sonny Jurgensen tossed two touchdown passes. He played despite a severe cold that forced him to rest in a storage room 2 hours before the game. Detroit 28, Chicago 10. Mel Farr ran for two touchdowns and caught a third. He picked up 138 yards on the ground and 73 more on pass catches. St. Louis 27, Cleveland 21. A pair of interference calls in the second quarter set up a pair of Cardinals scores, and the Redbirds put it out of reach in the third period with a 33-yard Jim Hart to Dave Williams touchdown pass. New Orleans 20, Minnesota 17 on a pair of fourth-period field goals by Charlie Durkee. Dallas 34, Philadelphia 14, Don Meredith passed for two scores. In golf, Gary Player of South Africa won the World Match Play Championship and $15,000 at Wentworth, England today by downing New Zealander Bob Charles one up in their 36-hole windup. In auto racing, rain washed out today's National 500 NASCAR race at Charlotte, North Carolina, rescheduled next Sunday. By the way, not all the female athletes competing in the Olympics are equal. Some are more equal than others, the ones who don't have to take the sex check. Those are the girls who'll be competing in sailing, shooting, and equestrian events. The reason they don't have to take the test is because they'll be competing against men. And if you listen closely, you'll be able to hear the squeals of protest from all the others. And that's Monitor Sports. This is Frank Messer reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Frank, you wouldn't come in here and get me agitated and tell me the Giants lost just to get me agitated, would you? Would you do that, Frank?
No, Gene, I wouldn't do
they
it.
They really lost today?
They really did.
Holy mackerel.
For 1969, Ford presents The Going Thing.
Ford, it's a whole new thing. It's what's happening. It's The Going Thing.
That was Horst Jankowski in our beach affair. Later this evening, there'll be more of Monitor. With World of Wheels for auto racing fans and features and music following that, a second Sunday NBC radio special titled Picking a President, Somehow It Worked. You'll hear a variety of opinions on our present system of nominating and electing a president, including those of Senator Birch Bayh, Julian Bond, Newton Minow, and Professor James McGregor Burns. Right now, stay tuned for the news. Gene Rayburn for Monitor.
The more we hear, the more we learn. To keep well informed is a major concern.